text messages.
Lots of them.
Yeah, from free therapy. Does Vanessa have a right to be mad that literally she said she didn't want anything for Valentine's Day, but then when her husband took her literally, now she's mad?
Got a text message. What did she get him? I'm married and received nothing because I asked for nothing. I'm not mad. We do stuff for each other all year long. I'm not sad missing out on a gift on Valentine's Day.
All right.
Then we get a message from another listener. Learning has occurred. Don't try to be cryptic or nice or you'll receive what you've asked. Think of us men as a genie in a bottle with limitations. They don't deviate, do they? Signed, James, a guy.
Okay. Thank you, James, a guy. Hey, Jennifer.
Okay, so I think that her feelings are hurt more so than that she's mad. But I really think that it's the other days of the year, and that should determine her mood from on how she handles this. That it's just a stupid holiday, and if he treats her really well the other days, then just let this go. And be a lesson for her. Next time, don't say, I don't want anything.
Hey, Brad.
So I am one of those husbands. My wife told me not to get her anything for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I literally did that.
Oh, and?
I got in trouble for it.
Man!
And the thing is, last year I made a big deal of it. You know, I think I spent about $400 for Valentine's Day and a birthday in 2 weeks. So.
So maybe that's why she was like, yeah, don't get me anything. But then.
That's what I thought. You know, I figured I'll do something in the middle for both of them.
Oh, Brad. Brad, bless your heart. You're a good husband.
Wait. Brad, are you married to Vanessa?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I was
sitting
here laughing as soon as she said that. I was like, this is literally what happened to me last night.
Ripped from your life. I get it.
Also, text messages. 502-571-9970. I totally get her. My fiance had a surprise to show me last night. I was thinking, oh, hey, getting something nice for Valentine's Day. Didn't even have to give him hints. I opened up the door and there are 6 chickens.
Oh,
chickens.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty sure they were just for himself. So naturally, I got mad and decided to go out at 11:30 at night to get me Valentine's Day stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't have even minded not getting anything, but at least some acknowledgement would have been nice before the day was already over.
Dana chimed in. Coming from a lady, next time you ask him to take out the trash, he'll be like, oh, I thought it was the same as Valentine's Day thing, and you didn't mean it. You have no right to be upset. Say what you mean what you say. Come on, girl.
All right.
And then another person said, you know what? Do Valentine's Day over, because everything's half off.
There you go. Absolutely.
Save some money.
You know what? We're all
learning.
Genius. We're all learning together on the show.
Learning has occurred.
Absolutely. That's the best.